Okay, let's review Erevin Daf Samach Zayin. Rav Chisna Rav Sheshes Kipagi Bahadei Adadi. When Rav Chisna Rav Sheshes would meet each other, Rav Chisna's lips would shake from Rav Sheshes' expertise and teachings of Tanayim, and Rav Sheshes' entire body would shake from Rav Chisna's depth of analysis. The Gemara records two questions that Rav Chisna asked Rav Sheshes. First, Shnei Batim Yishnei Sidi Rishus Rabim, Ubau Nachram V'Kifu Mechitza B'Shabbos. If there are two houses on two sides of the Rishus Rabim, and non-Jews put walls around the area in between them, can one person be Mevat Rishus to the other to enable them to carry in the area in between? The question is specifically according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Yesh Bittul Rishus Mechatzel L'Chatzer, that there can be Bittul Rishus from one Chatzer to the next. Should we say the same here? Or maybe our case is worse, since if they would have wanted to join together in Erev before Shabbos, they would not have been able to do so. So Amarlei Ein Mevatlin. Rav Shesha said that they cannot do Bittul Rishus. The second question he asked him was, Meis Nochri B'Shabbos Mahu. If the non-Jew who had lived in the Chatzer dies on Shabbos, can the Jewish resident be Mevatlin Rishus to permit somebody to carry in the Chatzer? So this is only a question according to Shmuel, who holds that if a non-Jew arrives on Shabbos, we cannot rent his rights from him and then be Mevatlin Rishus to one of the Jews. Should we assume that the cases are the same, or perhaps Shmuel is only Machmir when two separate actions, renting and being Mevatlin Rishus, would be necessary, but when only one action is necessary, maybe he'd be more makel. So Rav Sheshes responds, "Ani omer mevatlin, v'amnun omer ein mevatlin. I myself hold that they can be mevatl rishus, but Rav Amnuna says they cannot." Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Nachri Sheish L'Pesach Arba Al Arba Pesuach L'Bika. If the non-Jewish resident of the Mavli has a separate entrance from his house out into an empty field, even if he uses the entrance from his house to the Mavli on a very consistent basis, he does not make it usher for the Jewish residents to carry in the Mavli. Rav Nachman Barami added that he had a tradition from his Rebbeim that even if the private entrance led to a karpif, a separate storage area outside of town, the Mavli is still permissible to carry in. Rabbi and Rav Yosef add that the size of the karpif can have different effects depending on whether a Jew or non-Jew's home opens into it. If a non-Jew's home opens into the karpif that's two besar smaller, since the non-Jew will not use such small karpif very much, his presence in the mavoi is still going to restrict people from carrying in the mavoi. But if a Jew's home opens to the karpif that's two besar smaller, the Jew who did not join in the Erev will not restrict the other neighbors' usage of the mavoi, since the Jew doesn't carry big things out on Shabbos anyway. So if the karpif were bigger than two besar, he would restrict because he can't carry out into such a large copy of front Shabbos, so he's always going to use the entrance of the Mavli. He just becomes one of the regular B'nei HaMavli. Amar Ulam Rabbi Yochanan, Karpif Vilsim Beis Hasayim Shlok of Ludira. Rabbi Yochanan says that a Karpif larger than a Beis Hasayim, not surrounded for residential purposes, is still a Rishus Yachad or Raisa, since it has walls, and therefore has Orik Letochel Chayiv. Somebody throws something from Rishus Ram into it, is Chayiv. Masav Rafuna Barchinna, so Rafuna Barchinna asks that a Raisa says that we cannot carry from the ocean to a rock that is smaller than a Beis Hasayim or vice versa, but if the rock were larger than a Beis Hasayim, it would be mutter to carry from it to the sea, since they're both Karmel. Apparently, the large karpif is not a rishus yachid. So the Gemara offers two answers for Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rav, Mandel Yad the Terusim Esnelsa Tiyufta Mosav Rabbi Yochanan. The only reason this was asked as a question of Rabbi Yochanan was that the Braisa was not understood correctly. The Braisa never allows moving things from the rock to the sea. It only means to permit carrying on the rock itself when it's smaller than a Beis Hasayim. Rav Ashi Amar, the Braisa would agree that a karpif is a rishus yachid da Raisa, and a person is chayiv for moving things from it to a rishus rabim. All the Braisa said was that we can carry things from the rock, which is a karpif, to a karmelis, the ocean, because we're worried that if we forbid moving things from the rock to the ocean, people will think that the karpif is a rishus yachid, even on a drabbanon level, and will come to carry more than four amos within it. A baby had a bris milah, but the hot water they needed to bathe them with had spilled out. Even though there was neither an Eruv nor a sheet of Mavuos, Rabbah allowed them to ask a guy to bring the water. So Abaye waited to ask a question on Rabbah, since Bidrabban Abdin and Maisa Vahadim Muslim and Tiyufta, proper etiquette is to not stand in the way of a lenient Psak and an Issud Rabbanon, save all the kashas you have in it for later. Once it was over, Abaye asked, if it's generally also to do Yisurim Drabbanon, like sprinkling the Paradum ashes on Shabbos, even for a mitzvah, why would we allow Amir Lakum for the sake of a mitzvah? Rav Yosef answered that we only allow the Amir La'akum when the act you ask the non-Jew to do is itself only Asr Midrabbanon.